Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. While I'm recording today, the office is bustling. It's actually Maundy Thursday, so if you hear some background noise, that's probably why. Exodus chapter 22, verses 16 through the end of the chapter, verse 31. The title in my Bible says, Laws About Social Justice. If a man seduces a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall give the bride price for her and make her his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money equal to the bride price for virgins. You shall not permit a sorceress to live. Whoever lies with an animal shall be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any god other than the Lord alone shall be devoted to destruction. You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them, they will cry out to me, and I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be like a money lender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. If ever you take your neighbor's cloak in pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, and it is his cloak for his body. In what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother. On the 8th day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beast in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. And now let's turn over to the Psalms, y'all. I am so excited about Psalm 118, you know, because of the timing of all of this. But people believe that this is perhaps the psalm or the song that the disciples sang with Jesus after the Last Supper, the Passover meal. Psalm 118 is traditionally sung at the end of the Passover. The title is, His Steadfast Love Endures Forever. And when we think about this psalm in light of Jesus going to the cross and the events surrounding it, it is truly profound and beautiful. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surround me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard, so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Y'all, I have chill bumps, not physical, but inside me thinking about this. It is amazing to think that Jesus and his disciples sang this. And look back at 27 again. The Lord is God. He has made his light shine upon us. John tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. And then it says, bind the festal sacrifice with cords. We know that Jesus went to the cross and he went to the altar so that we might have forgiveness. And in the end, it's celebration of his steadfast love for us. He shows us the extent of God's self-giving love through the cross, and we celebrate in the resurrection. Let's turn now to Romans. Today we're entering Romans chapter 11. Let me move over here in the text, and we'll just read 10 verses from Romans today. The remnant of Israel. And y'all, I just noticed that I'm actually reading from the ESV. I wasn't intending to lie earlier, but this is the ESV. I asked then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people, whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have demolished your altars. And I alone am left. And they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant, chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and bend their backs forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word, which instructs us on the way that we should go. Thank you that Jesus has become the cornerstone, the one that was rejected by men, is now the point that holds all things together. We know this from your word. We know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And we just thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Help us to really bask in the knowledge that you have steadfast love for each of us. Thank you, Lord, that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord, that you are in the business of continually forgiving us, pursuing us, redeeming us. Thank you that it is by grace that we are saved through faith, not of works. Help us to hold this intention with what James says. I'll show you my faith through my works. Help us to love one another as you have loved us, so that the world might know that you are light and love and good. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.